Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Clifford Feldman. Dr. Feldman is the Medical Director of Mental Health for Community Hospital Long Beach. Dr. Feldman is a board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. Welcome, Dr. Feldman.
Thank you, Deborah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're all feeling mentally very well this morning, but how do you define a true mental health disorder?
That's a very good and very complicated question with probably several answers. Sometimes these things are judged by different cultures or communities, and sometimes they're judged from a book. We use something called a diagnostic statistic manual. But really, it ultimately comes down to the person. When the person is having symptoms that make them not function as they should, that's when they go to seek help.
Could you give us a couple examples?
Absolutely. We have many people who have depression, and depression is fairly common. But usually it doesn't get you to the point where you can't function or can't do your job. But when it does, it's a treatable illness, and people will go out to seek treatment just as if they, you know, hurt their leg and go to the orthopedist.
Do most people, when they have mental depression, do they really go out and seek a doctor, or do some people just completely cocoon?
Well, there is a stigma somewhat still, unfortunately, in the society to go see a psychiatrist. But many people will go to their general physician and talk about depression. And actually, the general practitioners prescribe more antidepressants than psychiatrists do.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Well, what is the need then for mental health programs in our local communities?
There's a tremendous need. I mean, first of all you need to do is open a newspaper or go on the web, and you can see the need. It's readily apparent. Unfortunately, a lot of facilities these days are closing mental health for monetary, financial reasons. On the contrary, Long Beach Memorial and Memorial Care is actually taking the opposite tack and opening up mental health programs.
That's wonderful to hear. So who is at risk then for mental health?
I would say that there's a lifetime risk for pretty much everyone, but certainly if you've had a family member or a significant stressor, those put you at a little bit higher risk than the general population, a family member who's had mental illness, I should say.
Would this apply for depression as well? In other words, if your mother was clinically depressed, you'd have the predisposition to also be that way?
I would say you're a little higher likelihood than the general population. If your family has an affective illness like bipolar or a major depression or even a psychotic illness like schizophrenia.
And is this something that should be tested at an earlier age?
Well, these things are not routinely tested. Usually at earlier age, the kid is going to show symptoms in terms of their behavior, and they may go to the school counselor and may get referred to a psychologist or psychiatrist that way. Maybe in the future, you know, these things could be tested, but right now it's not routinely tested. It's just kind of based on people's symptoms.
So what mental health services does Community Hospital Long Beach currently offer?
Right now we have several services. We have an inpatient 28-bed adult psychiatric unit, which is for voluntary and involuntary patients. We also have what's called a postmenopausal anxiety disorder and mood disorder unit for females who are postpartum, and we have a geriatric psychiatry unit as well.
And those are all inpatient?
Those are inpatient right now.
Do you also have an outpatient setting?
The only outpatient we have going right now is what's called an Invega clinic. Invega Sustenna is a month-long acting antipsychotic, and patients who have schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder who sometimes don't like to take pills can go to this clinic at Long Beach Memorial and get a monthly injection for their medication.
That's wonderful. And this medication, tell me how it affects a patient who would take the injection.
Well, I mean, people people sometimes don't have insight into their illness. Sometimes they don't like medications for whatever reason, and they'll go off their medication that causes them to be rehospitalized. So in an effort to try and minimize recidivism in the hospital, mm-hmm. we developed this clinic whereby the patient would just get their shot once a month. Now, keep in mind, if people don't like to take their medication, sometimes they don't like to come back with a shot also, but
right.
we're trying.
Yeah, good for you. Try to make it as easy as you can for as many people.
Yes.
What's the difference, the main difference anyway, between the inpatient and the outpatient program?
Well, the outpatient programs that we're going to have very soon, probably before summer, include a clinic and a day program where you would come in the day. Well, the clinic, you would come see your doctor for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, get a mm-hmm. prescription or see the therapist and leave and come back the next month. The day program means coming to group therapy 3 to 5 days a week for a pretty much full day of groups, but you go home at the end of the day.
Okay.
The inpatient level is for the more serious patient, maybe someone who's actively suicidal or hallucinating, and they stay in the hospital. They're there, you know, 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
and when they're discharged, they can step down to the outpatient program.
That's what I was going for. Okay, so you sort of wean them off the inpatient system and make sure that they have a healthy entry back into society.
What we're trying to do with the help of Creek Gorgensesian is to provide for each level of care, from the inpatient acute unit to the group program where you're coming several days a week to the clinic where you're just coming once a month.
Okay, fantastic. Do you have any plans to expand the mental health program at Community Hospital Long Beach?
Absolutely. Well, I just mentioned in the spring or early, we're going to have the day program mm-hmm. and the clinic. But we're also looking ahead to the future to possibly have a substance abuse detox unit and maybe an adolescent unit as well.
Would you say that pretty much every family has been affected in some way by mental health issues?
I would say that's fairly accurate.
It's really pervasive.
It is, and it's an undermet need, and there's many reasons for that.
So what can our listeners do if they think themselves or a loved one may have a mental health disorder and need immediate care?
That's an excellent question, and just for that reason, we have a 24/7 hotline with an intake person that can refer that person who's calling to any level of care that we offer.
At any time?
At any time, and I'll give you the number if you want.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, the number is area code 855-245-2443.
And maybe one more time?
855-245-2443.
And is there a website or someplace else that I could learn about the mental health program at Community Hospital Long Beach?
Yes, our programs are posted on the memorialcare.org website.
Okay, wonderful. What else do we need to know in the year 2013 about mental health and its stigmas?
Wow, that's a good one. You know, we're really trying to minimize the stigma and having services available to everyone in the community, whether they can pay or not.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to diminish recidivism and people who are constantly hospitalized over and over at a great cost to society. Those are the things we're working on. There's a lot of issues, but those are the few things that we feel are kind of urgent to provide care to everyone regardless of ability to pay, to provide every level of service, and to prevent overuse of the highest cost service.
Do you also visit schools because, you know, stigma starts young, and if a kid has some symptoms and signs, but he's functional and he's in school, oftentimes they're ridiculed.
Absolutely, and I did develop a plan to have a high school program where we would reach out. It's just at the embryonic stages, but it's a great suggestion.
I think it's so necessary because just because Johnny's a little bit different, you know, it doesn't mean he can't make friends and, shouldn't be treated as an equal.
Well, ideally, early intervention is going to be fantastic for the person, for the family, and for society as well.
Best Buddies is a program where, many kids who are a little bit behind mentally, the parents say the hardest thing for them is that their kids can't make friends easily. And so oftentimes all it takes is a buddy.
Yeah, sometimes it's that simple, but sometimes it's a little more pervasive and you really need to seek professional help.
Absolutely. Well, we can't thank you enough for spending this 11 minutes that went way too fast with us this morning, Dr. Feldman.
Well, it was my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
It's so good to know you and your staff are providing wonderful care to so many in Long Beach and beyond. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. You and your loved ones have a great day together.